Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. The tax deadline is approaching. Take a small action for your future and talk to your financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, thousands of fans are headed to Paris to cheer on the boys in green as Ireland meet the All Blacks in the quarterfinals of the Rugby World Cup. Tomorrow night, it will be up to Andy Farrell's team to give it all they've got in the Stade de France. So who is going to come out victorious, Ireland or New Zealand? Well, former Ireland international rugby player Gordon Darcy joins us now with his predictions. Oh God, I don't even know if I want to hear them, Gordon. Thank you very much for joining us. We had good news today. We might start with that because the team training session earlier seemed to go well. Injury concerns for Mac Hansen seem to be quashed.
Yeah, sorry, sir. I'm actually in the airport at the moment, so I can't control the speakers as going off. Fantastic for Ireland. Mac Hansen, he was so instrumental in the last 24 months for Ireland. So it's a big plus that he's coming back in because it does a huge amount of unseen work around the pitch and brings an awful lot of confidence to the players around him. So yeah, it's great that he's fully fit, got through the captain's run today.
New Zealand, meanwhile, while they lost to France in their first pool game, they are, of course, three times Rugby World Cup champions, and we would underestimate them at our peril.
Yeah, so I'm very lucky to spend a bit of time with Sonny Bill Williams during the week, and he was very confident about that the All Blacks would come back. And obviously that's very he was digging into his memory as an All Black, but I'm not sure that this version of the All Blacks is as confident in their ability as the previous ones. I don't think they believe or expect to win in the way they would have, where I would have played against them for most of my career, where they didn't even know, I suppose, lots of the players' names. They would have just kind of gone, well, we're the All Blacks, we will win no matter who shows up. I don't think this team has that. If any team has it, I actually think it's Ireland. Ireland show up, they expect to win. And I think the pressure of the expectation at home in New Zealand on the All Blacks to win will work against them this weekend. This Irish team is just so well balanced, so well coached, it's so well led in Johnny Sexton and Peter Romani and all the other players that are there. So I think there's an awful lot to be a little bit more than hopeful in this weekend's game.
But you're speaking about the pressure at home in New Zealand. What about the pressure at home in Ireland? I mean, we've all been so careful. There's entire advertising campaigns being run on the basis of don't say it.
But these things exist outside of the camp, but I think that's important to remember. Like, even when we were, you know, back when I was playing in black and white, you know, we were going for tournaments, we were going for competitions, either provincially or those things very rarely permeate into a championship team or a winning team because it's external noise. They're just really excited about the environment they have. So really, it's like the pressure isn't on Ireland to perform for me in this game, because all Ireland have to do is to win one game to create history. They don't have to go on and win the World Cup from here. They just have to get past a quarter final. Okay. That's the only pressure that's on Ireland.
Whereas the pressure is solely
on New Zealand. They don't accept quarter final losses.
In a word, Gordon, can you give me your prediction for tomorrow night?
Ireland by a very, very close margin.
Okay, well, enjoy, and thank you very much for
joining us this
evening. That's former Ireland international rugby player Gordon Darcy. Will you be able to watch? Who will be able to watch? We'll take a break.